Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Bread and Wine. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife, where we talk about marriage, kids, and money while we have a glass of wine. Cheers. Looks like you drank all your wine.
It's gone.
Oh, wow.
What happened?
That was fun. What a great episode. No. How's it going, baby?
It's good.
It's good. That's nice. So we're on vacation right now. That's why you guys feel like we sound a little different, because we're in a echoey room and we're using different microphones and our kids are in the room, staring at us while we record.
Hey, out
there. Hi, sweetheart. How are
Hello,
you?
There.
Hello, buddy. So, darling, what are we talking about tonight?
We're going to talk about giving and receiving advice.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that, and we've had this conversation a lot in our marriage, but mm-hmm. it's come up in the last week even.
Yeah.
After 11 years.
Wow, look at that. Still learning. 11 years later.
Continues to come up.
Interesting.
And
like who's making the mistake 11 years later?
I think it's just both of us.
Well, that's right. I see.
I continue to complain and you continue to give me advice that I don't want to hear. So I think I probably just need to stop complaining.
Or I need to stop giving you advice.
Well, let's explore.
Let's explore that.
Who's awesome. Wrong here? Who needs to stop doing something?
Oh, I like it. Have you guys ever felt this way? I bet you have, where there's one person in the relationship where they're, talking about something maybe that's going on, and the other person feels that they have to give advice.
Yeah, like they have to like solve the other person's yes. problems.
Do you think that's a male thing, or do you think that can go either way?
It can go either way, but it's a dominantly male thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I will talk to most of my girlfriends and they'll just commiserate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like,
about
I'll talk
that very topic.
Yeah,
very topic,
and yeah. I'll talk to you.
Wait. When you talk to them about the issue, do they try to tell you advice on how to solve it?
Most of the time,
it
no.
It was a joke.
Oh,
because ladies don't do that. They listen,
oh, right?
And the men don't. They try to give advice.
Why? Why do you guys do that? It's
I don't know.
Infuriating.
I don't know. I mean. Why do I do it? Why do I do that? I do that because I don't know. I want to help. I feel like I want to help.
Yeah, and, but
it's not helping.
You can't just fix someone else's problems because maybe they don't want. Like, let's give an example.
Yeah.
If I say that I'm having a hard time, with my career. Your advice is always like, start a blog and a podcast. And I'm like, I don't want to start a blog and a podcast. Get off my back. So your advice is the advice that you would take. It's not the advice for everybody else.
That's true.
So I think like the reason that maybe, I don't know, it like to me, it comes off as like men just think that they know what's best.
Mm.
And I know I'm making sweeping statements here, but I do think it's a dominant trait to try to solve someone's problems because, I don't know, maybe
sure.
you think that you know a good solution.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, I'm not looking for a solution. I don't think there is a solution. I think there's pros and cons to everything. And sometimes I just want to talk about those cons.
Mm-hmm.
And get them out of my system. And I just want somebody to listen.
And I think that's good for us to talk about this, honestly, because I've been in situations where maybe it's not with you or with another person where I just like want to be heard. you know, like where I'm like, oh, this thing's happening in my life right now. It's really hard. And I just want to tell somebody about it. And I don't necessarily want you to give me any advice on how to fix it or what I should be doing or what I shouldn't have done. I just want somebody to hear me. Mm-hmm. So I know what you mean. What,
is there a specific time that comes to your mind that you can share that, like, there was a time when you had a problem?
Yeah.
You got some advice and you were like, that's not what I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really want to go into the example on the podcast, but essentially, you know, I was in a sad spot in my life and I wanted to share that with somebody. And then I got some advice on what I needed to do. And I really didn't want that. I just wanted somebody to hear me.
Why didn't you want that? As someone who likes to fix problems.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why didn't you want it?
I didn't.
Was it not the way that you wanted to fix that problem?
Well, it wasn't advice that I enjoyed. Because I felt irrelevant. But it was something, as you're describing, that they thought would be really good to do, but I didn't agree. Right. And I also just didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear any advice. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be able to vent, I guess, you know, vent is the word, right? Where you want to, venting means letting it out. And it's probably, there's some emotional benefits to just letting it out.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand. I understand how you feel.
So then what, like, but you do continue to offer advice, even though you've been through a situation where you were given advice and, you know, you were like, no, I just want to be heard. Like,
okay. Well,
like
so I'll be honest with you. So when you talk about things that you are frustrated with or feeling down about or whatever, I do my very best to empathize and listen for a long period of time. And I guess if it continues to go on, then I feel like I want to try to help you fix it.
Yeah.
Because if it's a recurring thing that happens consistently over and over and over again, then it's time to take some action and solve it, in my opinion. That's why I try to help you to solve it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Isn't there a middle ground? Like,
so I think there is. I think there is, like, you know, there's something to be said for just being a listening ear. Mm-hmm. But there's also something to be said for someone who can help you to, like, maybe explore options. Like, if I think about a therapist, I don't think a therapist does not sit there and prescribe you with something like, well, now you need to start. Like, if you're having issues with your spouse, they don't prescribe you with, like, okay, you need to go leave this person or you need to,
these exercises
I feel like they help you to explore what you would like to do, or they give you tools, or they, you know, they listen and then they probe and they suggest, but they don't necessarily say, you need to leave that man, or, you know, so they don't tell you what to do. I think that there's a fine line with advice where it's like, it's almost like, you know, I don't know, maybe I take it as, I don't know how to solve my own problem, so you're telling me what I need to do. Well, that's not what I want to do. You know, I don't know. I think that there's, I think it's a really a common feeling that I've heard that women have.
Yeah.
I know I'm not alone.
I don't think that's like a sexist statement or anything you're saying right now. I agree. I've heard it a lot from people as well, that men do that. So it's something I'm working on. I will work on it more, and I'm glad we're having a conversation about it now.
But I don't mean to, like, just pick on you. I think I've done it to friends before too. I think when you and I first kind of got together, I absorb your energy, right? Like, in the beginning of our relationship, you know, you kind of, like, are your best self. You're like, you blend with the other person and, you know, whatever. I feel like I took on some of your qualities, for the first couple of years of our marriage, you know? Yeah. So it was just kind of like, you're such a positive guy. And I was like, yeah, like I can do that too. And I remember like talking to my friend Lisa a few years after we were married and her saying, like, there was a moment where she was like telling me something and I'm like, yeah, man, that sucks. And I was like, you know, I'm dealing with something similar in my life and that sucks. And she was like, I'm so glad to hear you. Like, she's like, you're back. She's like, man, I don't know if you know this, but like for the last couple of years, you've been like so positive and so like, just like every time I would like complain, you would like offer solutions. And she's like, I'm glad you're back. And you're just like commiserating with me. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I did that. That's annoying.
I'm sorry. That's my husband. I mean, honestly, it's kind of who I am, unfortunately.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm an action-oriented, positive person. Actually, I take back, unfortunately. I'm not. Yeah. I don't feel bad about it at all. If there are problems in my life, I do get sad about them for a moment, and then I think about what action can I take to solve it.
And I
think that's part of my formula. And
I just don't think
that's not your formula.
That's the thing. We're all hardwired a different way.
Exactly.
And so we all appreciate different things. So I guess I should ask you, do you not appreciate the fact that I probably don't help you problem solve? I probably just listen to you and I'm like, yeah, sorry. That f***s up.
It's okay.
Bleep me out.
I'll get some bleeps. No.
You know?
Well, there are times, it all depends, I think. There are times that you and I talk about things and I really appreciate your listening ear. And then there are times that I could really use your help in problem solving it, like figuring it out. Now, perhaps since I'm so hardwired that way, maybe we both need to be a little more clear when, hey, I'm just venting. I just want you to hear me out. Versus like, hey, can you help me figure this out?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer should really be to me, like, well, Andy, how many times does Nicole ever say, can you help me figure this out? Right?
Right.
Which is probably zero. A zero of 1,000 times that we've had these conversations. So
I'll read a quote. Unsolicited advice is like someone singing out of tune. Nobody wants to hear it.
Oh, it's so funny because like, yeah, it's kind of like what I do all day. Like people write me questions and they say, what should I do?
Right. Well, there you go, though. They're soliciting your advice.
They're physically asking when you are not.
That's different.
You're just saying, hey, man, I had a really bad day. Like, I just want to tell you about it.
And I think, you know, sometimes it is because the advice that one would give is not necessarily the same like advice that somebody else would want to take.
Sure.
So, you know, like, you know, I can't imagine, like my mom never, I don't think she ever like went skiing or running or like, she just wasn't like a sporty kind of person. Mm-hmm. And she had, you know, talked to me one day about the fact that she was having trouble like stretching and like, you know, just kind of like her body was not feeling physically fit. And I was like, maybe you could join one of those places that does, you know, aerobics or something. And I could just tell on her face. She's like, okay, yeah, you know, she didn't want to like, but I knew she was at that point. Like, I know she's not going to do it. Why am I telling her? Mm. Like, it's like telling someone who's never run a day in their life, you should run a marathon because you've run a marathon before. Mm. It's like, you're just in a different space. Like everyone has different capabilities and different.
Yeah.
And,
well,
so I just don't know that we're qualified.
I guess, yeah.
To give advice, but we can certainly help the person think about, we can help them to explore.
Sure. Know? Yeah. I guess it just depends on the person, because there are people that I like to be around that I genuinely want their advice because of their experiences.
Well, then you solicit it, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Well, then that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like, right. It's like giving someone a bill. You know, if I asked for a glass of wine, sure, I expect a bill. But if I just sit down at a table and you hand me a bill for sitting at a table, I'm going to be like, I didn't ask for this. Take this back.
Take this bill back.
I don't know.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, I mean, as we're talking about it, as you're describing me and we're talking about it, I do think it's a bit hardwired into my nature. And honestly, I think about my parents or I think about my mom. Like, that's something that I grew up with, too, where it's like there's an issue. Here's how to solve it.
Yeah.
So, again, I guess to your point, I remove the unfortunately because I'm not mad about who I am. But what's something that I can work on is knowing that it's not about me. It's about you at that moment. What can I do to be a good husband? What can I do to be a good listener? What can I do to empathize in that moment of difficulty for you?
So what do you, like, let's flip it on the other side. Are there times when you complain or, you know, just have things going on in your life where I'm talking, you know, where I either give you advice or don't give you advice and it's not what you need or want?
No, I think you're really good at it, honestly. Like,
how so, though? What do I even do?
You just give me space to complain. And then sometimes just listening and then creating pauses in the air allow me to think about it further.
Well, then why aren't you upset that I don't offer you solutions?
Well, when I'm looking for them, I ask you. And when I'm not looking for them, I don't ask you. Very much like I should do for you.
Well, I think, I don't know.
It's a tough situation. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit of like who I'm hardwired to be. So I guess what I'll say is for like folks like Lisa or for your other good girlfriends, I'm not sure I'll ever be as good of a listener as they are.
All the more reason that we just need to keep, you know, not one person can fill all of the things that you need in your life. Like, I don't expect you to be everything for me. Right. You are a lot of things for me. Mm-hmm. But man, it's nice to have my girlfriends that I can go vent to that can listen.
Exactly.
And that's okay that that's not you.
Right. I think I really try. I really do. Like, I'm always like saying to myself, okay, like, empathize first, man. Listen first. Stop trying to fix it. Like, I'm in my brain, like telling myself to stop. But then after a little while,
I can feel that though. I
can you feel. Can feel, does it feel forced?
There's a difference between when I'm like, this is really going crazy in my life, and I'm really annoyed, and you're like, wow, yeah, that's difficult. Versus like a girlfriend who might be like, oh my God, how annoying, you know, it just seems a little bit more natural. Like, sure. I can tell when you're trying to, like, I don't want to use the word placate, but like, I can tell when you're trying.
I'm not trying to placate.
But I can tell when you're holding back. Like,
I'm trying to tell myself to not give you advice.
Right. I can feel it.
But then that lasts for like 20 minutes. And then like 20 minutes go by. I'm like,
And then you're like,
what about if we did this?
Start a blog.
Start a blog? I don't tell you to start a blog. I say you can help me with my business.
Oh my God, you've told me to start a blog like 14 times.
I'm surrounded by so many people who have been very successful starting a blog.
I know. And I think it's wonderful. It's just not for me.
I get it. I do get it.
I do get it. Well, so what is our personal resolution here?
I know. I feel like we're just like airing.
No, I think it's good.
We're just having a
it's
fight.
It's very. No, we're not having a fight. I don't feel like this is a fight. I feel like this is good. I mean, honestly,
a heated conversation.
That's what these conversations are for, really. And I think that's the feedback we've gotten. It's like people feel like they're in the room with us because these are conversations they have with their spouses, and it helps them feel better. But honestly, I want to be able to have these conversations with you because I don't want to be the annoying husband that you got to live with for another 40 years and be like, oh, I started talking to Andy again. And he just like told me to start a blog again. Like when we're 75, you're going to be like, dude, blogs aren't even around anymore.
What's a blog?
What's a blog? It's 2055. What's a blog?
Oh my God. So, I mean, let's see if we can sift through
this
craziness.
Just start on TikTok, sweetheart. You'll do fine on there.
Right. So, I mean, I do think that we can come up with some key takeaways.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do those key takeaways.
So, key takeaway number one for me would be that sometimes people don't want advice. They just want to be heard.
Yes.
And as unnatural as that may seem or feel, it's something it's literally like, if you like Google that, you'll come up with a bunch of quotes about it because there are a lot of people that feel that way. There's a great scene from Inside Out, the kid movie, Inside Out.
Oh yeah.
Where
I like that movie.
The girl is sad, mm-hmm. and there's like, you know, the whatever character that's supposed to be the feeling of being
the positive
happy.
Bubble
yeah.
Girl. Yeah.
And like, it's like, she's constantly trying to like make you happy, give you advice to make you happy, do this, do that. And there's like this really great moment where like the girl is sad and the happy character just kind of sees how like, you know, sometimes people just need to be sad. Sometimes people just need to work it out on their own. And you don't have to force them to be happy or give them advice on how to fix it. It's like venting is a real thing. And there's a reason that therapists don't give you advice on how to fix something. And it's because there's not one resolution. There's not like one thing that's true that will fix it. It's an opinion. So, you know, sometimes people just need a vent. That's my first thing.
I like that. And I like that movie a lot because that was an epiphany that I had. It's a very good epiphany, just watching, like, it's okay to be sad. These are emotions that are good to have. But do you know which character I resonated with the most in that movie?
Oh, the happy girl. 100%.
I'm like, what's wrong? Why do they keep knocking her away? She's got a lot of good stuff to say.
And I think that's true. She's definitely like the main character of the movie. That's like, you know, everybody loves.
It's a really good movie.
It is.
That makes me want to watch it again, actually. Okay. Key takeaway number two.
Wait, so what was my number one? It's basically sometimes people need to vent.
Yeah. Sometimes you need to vent. Sometimes it's okay to be sad. It's not like sadness is a, something that needs to be avoided at all costs.
It doesn't need to be fixed. It's just, it's like you need to work through it, hit your rock bottom, and then, you know, start to build up from there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need to be covered up.
You heard it here, people. You heard it here, husbands. We don't need to fix everything.
That's right.
I'm still learning. What is it? Almost 12 years later. Whew, I feel like I say that like every episode. Okay, key takeaway number two. Let me make sure we're still recording. Yes, we are. Key takeaway number two, I would say, and thank you for this, I don't need to be everything. Husbands, you don't need to be everything.
Yeah.
You don't. Try your best. Try your best. It's okay. Try your best. And I'm sure it'll be appreciated. But you don't need to be everything. And sometimes I feel like I do need to be everything. And you don't. You don't need to be everything. And that's okay. But yeah, try your best and realize that it's okay to have other people in people's lives. Nicole has a great group of girlfriends.
I do.
Nicole has a great group of, you know, work colleagues, family, friends. That's why we have other people in our lives, you know. Mm-hmm. The whole you complete me thing. I feel like we've done a podcast on this before.
Right.
Is kind of BS.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Man, that's a big expectation on the other person.
It sure is.
It's not fair.
It sure is. That doesn't mean you don't need to try, you know, better halves. But yeah, you don't need to be everything. That's my takeaway number two.
Okay. And key takeaway number three, you know, there's a reason that we have two ears and one mouth.
Love it.
You know, people need to be heard. And I think we could all just take a lesson in really truly listening. So from, you know, the key takeaway number one, I feel like was from the perspective of the person who's talking, but key takeaway number three is from the perspective of the person who's on the other side of that and is listening. It's like, as a listener, like even I need to remind myself so that I don't start, you know, doing what I did to my friend Lisa for a couple of years. And, you know, I feel like maybe I wasn't truly listening. And I was just trying to give her what I would do in that situation, which is not what she would do. So I don't know. I think there's some work to be done that we could all do on truly listening to the people around us and not just waiting for what we're going to say next.
Absolutely.
That's a skill that, you know, I need to work on. So
me too. Me too. I think we can all work on that. I think that's a really good point. And yeah, that's a good episode. Thank you very much, sweetheart. I appreciate it. And thank you everybody for listening. We've been traveling. We've got a little vacation going on as a family. So thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. If you have any topics or ideas, please send them our way. You can send me on social media, Andy Hill MKM, or leave us a voicemail, marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. And we look forward to seeing you all next week.
Hi, Carlos, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Peace.